Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently heard a case regarding abortion clinic regulations coming out of Louisiana. This is a case involving the Unsafe Abortion Protection Act that requires every abortionist to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this particular regulation or law that passed in Louisiana is a common sense practice that requires, if you're going to do abortions, you need to have hospital admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of where you're doing the abortion. That's very important for a number of reasons. One, because to have a hospital admitting privilege, it requires that you have some kind of standard of care that the hospital is recognizing, and it increases the quality of care. And two, and this is very important, whenever there is an injury that happens in an abortion facility, these doctors are not able to either admit these patients in a hospital, or they're not able to go in and care for those patients in the hospital. They're just like any other third party that has no ability to do anything with that patient in the hospital.
Right. And of course, we don't affirm abortion at all, you know, but this is about protecting the lives of women.
No question. And I think you see the radicalism. Obviously, we don't believe abortion is permissible at all. It's a taking of a human innocent life in a very brutal fashion from any moment of the gestational period. But obviously, there are different kinds of regulations that are happening that are closing the wagons, if you will, around these abortion facilities, and at a minimum requiring a higher standard of care, because in some of these abortion facilities, it's just horrible, the kinds of care. These people have maybe MDs after their name, but they're at the bottom of the barrel with regards to the practice of medicine. Here's a story that comes out of Louisiana regarding one of these unsafe abortion facilities. And it's a person by the name of Markeithia. It says, and if you look at the story, Markeithia and her coworkers, they actually froze Holly and Matt. They heard screaming. The abortion had gone terribly wrong in that facility, but the doctor would not allow the people to call an ambulance. And thankfully, the woman did survive.
Yeah, he perforated her uterus, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she was bleeding.
And her mother apparently was rushing her to the hospital for a perforated uterus or some serious damage during the abortion.
And think now, if her mother had not been there, she probably would have died because they didn't take her to the hospital.
Right. And Matt, when the facilities were investigated because they got this woman that comes to the hospital, not admitted by the doctor, not cared for by the doctor, and how did you get this damaged uterus? Well, it's at this abortion clinic. So they go and investigate the abortion center. It was in Baton Rouge. It's filthy. It was covered with dry blood, the equipment was, and rust. In fact, two women have already died, and countless more have been rushed to the hospital because of these unsafe practices. So that's really what this law is trying to do, increase some kind of responsibility on the doctors and level of expertise and care.
Yeah, they talk about women's reproductive health and women's rights here, and they're going through these abortion mills, which are, you know, I mean, it's just incredible what's happening. I mean, we hear this all the time. We hear about young women dying through the perforated uterus or some other horrible incident. These are surgical clinics. This is surgery that is occurring here. And without a doctor having admitting privileges, you mentioned these are the kind of the lowest of the rung. These abortionists have an MD behind their name, but they're hacks. And it's just common sense procedures that are put in place to protect women.
Yeah, well, the lower court struck down this law in 2017. Court of Appeals upheld it. And now it's before the United States Supreme Court. It's the first abortion case that is before the U.S. Supreme Court since Kavanaugh has been confirmed. It's called June Medical Services versus Russo. And this particular abortion case is one where the abortionist and the abortion advocates, they don't want these regulations. So it really underscores the fact that they have no concern whatsoever for the women. They give this rhetoric about, oh, it's women's health care and so forth. It's not. This is a bloody business that is profiting off of these women who may be in distress or don't know any better, who get misinformation, misinformed. Some of them get coerced into having an abortion. They kill these children, and they could care less about any injuries that they do. I mean, can you imagine having a medical facility where you don't even clean off the blood from the equipment?
You have rust.
And you have rust on your equipment?
I wouldn't sign up for
surgery. I've never seen that in any doctor's office or medical facility.
You know, and while these oral argument was happening in the Supreme Court, there were people outside speaking, one of whom was an actress who was screaming. I mean, she was screaming and bragging about her right to have an abortion that enabled her to have her nice car and her nice house, you know. But I don't really, if she really understood what this was about, number one, taking the life of her child, which she will never meet, but also to subject herself to this kind of situation where she would go in for any kind of surgery in an unsafe, filthy clinic?
You know, it's amazing. I saw the video of this screaming, mm-hmm. angry, very angry woman. Angry.
Yes, obviously.
She had an
pain,
abortion
yeah.
at age 15, and she says she owes all of it, talking about her film career, her house, the nice car she has, her husband, and even her two kids she says that she has. She owes all of it, and she repeated all of it, because she was able to have an abortion at age 15.
She sacrificed her child.
Yeah, and I saw it too, and she was literally screaming, nearly frothing at the mouth
yeah.
with anger and hatred. But what I saw underneath the surface was a lot of hurt.
A lot of pain.
A lot of pain. She was so angry because she was trying to overcompensate, I believe, for the pain that she felt. I felt horrible for it. It was almost demonic to see,
yeah.
but I also felt, you know, felt bad for her. I've often said they worship at the altar of abortion, and she was screaming with a religious fervor,
yeah.
almost as if abortion was her God.
Yeah, it was very sad to see that, because behind that veneer of the screaming, angry woman is someone who is hurt and has hurt someone, namely taken the life of her child.
Right. So as we pray for these justices as they make this decision, we need to pray for these women that don't understand and that are dealing with this pain from a previous abortion.
Jonathan Alexander, our senior counsel of governmental affairs, was in Washington, D.C. as well. We have an office there as well, along with Peggy Kneeneighbor, with our affiliated ministry, Faith and Liberty, and they were outside the U.S. Supreme Court praying, as well as speaking about the case that was going on inside. We filed an amicus brief on this case, and we represent Operation Rescue, mm-hmm. and also the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, which is an association of over 42,000 Hispanic Christian evangelical churches around the country and hundreds of thousands outside the United States. And one of their obvious core interests is life. Operation Rescue, though, we presented in the brief information that OR had gathered about the unsafe abortion clinics in Louisiana particularly. And they do a lot of information gathering on these abortion facilities. And one of the stories that we read about Markeithia and this dried blood on the abortion clinic inside and other things, rust on the machines. It's just one of many examples of these unsafe practices that are taking place.
But you know, Matt, Jonathan gave a powerful speech, and I'll never forget that. He talked about, you know, every day is trash day in abortion facilities. Every day, because these babies are considered trash, and women are considered the trash cans.
Yeah, and in fact, he began by saying it was the day that he had to take the trash out to to the front.
And what a poignant reminder it was.
And he says that that's what happens at these abortion clinics. It's just every day is trash day at these abortion clinics. It is a tragedy in our country that we allow abortion, have done so since 1973. Pray that the U.S. Supreme Court makes a good decision to uphold this law, but pray even more that this abortion tragedy is overturned at the Supreme Court and we return our nation to a nation that respects human dignity and life from the moment of conception. Every individual is made in the very image of God and is precious in His sight. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand for life, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.